Arsh al-Kareem. Among the surahs that we read today, one of the first ones being Darath, Surah Yaseen. And it's a surah that we all like, it's a surah that we all love, it's a surah that all of us have an attachment to in some form or the other. It comes in the hadith that our Rasulullah ﷺ loved for us to memorize certain surahs in the Quran. And amongst one of those surahs that he liked for us to memorize is Surah Yaseen. You know, 3-4 days ago, I get cases all the time coming to me, and there was this couple that came to the office, and you know, the mother's heart, if you look at the mother, she looked very modern, the children looked very modern. The children mentioned their problems, they mentioned everything, and the mother looked at the child, and she astonished me. She said, "Oh my child, you are getting a degree in biology." The child agreed. The mother said, "You learn so many different things in biology. In order to get your degree, you learn chemistry, you learn physics, you took classes in economics, you took so much to make yourself successful. So inshallah, someday you can get into dental school, medical school, optometry school." And then she looked at the child and said, "For the past 5 years, whenever you got up, I made sure Yaseen was playing in the background. Oh my daughter, oh my son, I'm gonna ask you one thing. Can you read Yaseen by memory?" That's all she said. "Can you read Yaseen by memory?" And the children said no. They were hearing the Yaseen in the background, but Allah did not put it in their minds. So we are running behind the world. You are making your money, you are getting your education. And that is important. Nobody denies that. But his mother said one thing, and this up to today it stands out. It happened not too long time ago in the office. She said, "In the grave when you go, your biology degree will help you put food in your mouth. Your degree of medicine will put food in your mouth. Your Yaseen, my child, will help you in your grave. And you're going to live longer in your grave than you are going to be at your work." See, by the time you graduate college, you're going to be 30 years old. You're going to work from 30 to 65 or 30 to 70. 40 years you're going to live. 40 years you're going to work, you're going to make money. In the grave, you're not going to be for 40 years, you're going to be much more longer. And depending on how you learn your Yaseen and you practice it, based on that, Allah will give you your beauty of Jannah. So this, now, why I'm saying this is, some people, you look at them, they look modern. They look like they don't care about deen. We don't know what they are going through in their own homes. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make, from this lady's example, make us go home tonight and help our children learn the basic things that our Rasul ﷺ loved for us to learn. Now, of course, there is a lot of different things that have been mentioned in this surah. Amongst them, for example, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. As far as Rasul ﷺ is concerned, Allah SWT is saying, understand full well, it is our duty to propagate and to make clear the propagation of our deen. And that is our responsibility. And our deen, as far as it is concerned, it is very, very clear. And our Rasul ﷺ has conveyed whatever needs to be conveyed to us. In going through one or two of the ayah, Allah SWT here says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Ulama have made a very clear point. If you understand the value of just this ayah, your arrogance, your pride, your condescension, your cockiness, your selfishness, your miserliness, or being over generous in the wrong areas will all come to an end. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ. Allah is saying, has insan not seen? What has insan not seen? أَنَّا خَلَقَنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. We created insan from another place, أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِي, from a mixture of two liquids. The liquids that are combined, they are so napak, so najis, that when that liquid is released, then it forces a person to go into the state of janaba, impurity. So Allah is saying, has insan not realized that I made him or her from the lowest of substance? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Instead of now realizing his simple origin, instead of using that to inculcate values inculcate the Quran within him, inculcate the hadith, inculcate the sunnah, and reform himself, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Instead, he or she does the opposite. What they do, mommy, daddy, I'm going to school, you don't understand what I'm learning. I'm going to job, I have to do certain things that are against Islam. Allah is saying, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. I created you from nothing. I made you an insan that can graduate school, graduate college, become successful. I gave you this rank from nothing to something. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Instead of appreciating that, now you are arguing with me. You are arguing with Allah. You are arguing about hijab. You are arguing about Islamic dress code. You are arguing about the Sharia. You are arguing about laws of talaq. You are arguing about laws of marriage. You are making a mockery of deen. That's what Allah is saying. That Allah is saying, I created you from nothing. In order for you now to become something, make good choices. And that way, inshallah, you'll become successful in this world and in the hereafter. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا يَقُلْ لَوْ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah wills anything, all He has to say is be and it becomes. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ذات, His being is very, very pure. Everything lies in His hands. That's why you must repeat this ayah over and over. When you're having difficulty, when you're going through challenges, keep on saying, فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِي مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلِي تُرْجَعُونَ. That everything lies in the hands of Allah. Allah in a matter of seconds can topple things. You hear of people, a guy just had a small fall. He just fell on the ground or going down the stairs. People will see the person fall. It looks like nothing. Sometimes you see a person falling, it looks like nothing. All of a sudden, the guy is sitting in hospital for months, paralyzed. That's what Allah is saying. I can change just a little bit within your system. And that's it. You can become a nothing. And from a nothing, I can just change a little bit. And you can become a something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us in understanding these various ayat for one purpose. So that way we can reflect. So that way we can become better individuals. And we can make beautiful choices. Not only in this world for ourselves. But also in the hereafter to come as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhwa da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.